our state constitution sets forth that the way that appellate judges and Supreme Court justices are selected is through a system that's known as judicial merit selection and judicial merit retention. It was passed in the 1970s overwhelmingly by the voters, and its object is to attempt to minimize the role of politics, special interests, or money in the selection of judges in this state.
In your opinion, what are valid reasons for clicking no underneath that incumbent's name as opposed to yes to retain?
Remember that unlike judicial elections where there are two candidates running against each other, judges who are up for merit retention are there to reaffirm that they deserve to remain in office. They have already been vetted through the system of merit selection to be well qualified, and therefore, unless a judge has committed an impropriety or anything that the voters would be concerned with regarding the merits of their qualifications, generally that judge should be retained or there should be a yes vote.
What is the danger to democracy if groups or individuals go after judges because of how they've ruled as opposed to because they committed fraud or under inquiry?
And those are all reasons that I would agree are very valid, that is, an impropriety or misconduct. The danger is that we have a third branch of government that is to be above politics and special interest. Judges should not fear that a ruling that they make will be either politically unpopular or be unpopular in the opinion polls, because judges must rule based on the facts and the law, not based on what special interests or those in power would like them to rule.
What happened to you in 2012 concerning your own merit retention?
We faced active opposition from various groups, including the Republican Party, the Americans for Prosperity, and we being Justice Lewis, Justice Quince, and myself. The motivation was political. It was not based on the merits of our qualifications, and it frankly wasn't really even based on our whole body of case law, which really consisted of hundreds and in some cases thousands of decisions, but was politically motivated, in my view, as an attempt to take control of the judicial branch by a particular political party.
During elections, the third branch of government often gets almost forgotten. Can you explain to somebody who might be listening to this, why does that third branch of government matter enough for them to do some research?
That is such an excellent question. That is the role of the third branch of government. In Florida, which is the fourth largest state in the nation, every year millions of cases are processed through the judicial system. And ordinary citizens, whether today or tomorrow they have a case, their lives can be impacted in immeasurable ways, whether it is through a dissolution of marriage or a contract dispute or, heavens forbid, if somebody that they know in their family gets involved in a criminal proceeding. What we rely on are judges who are not beholden to one side or the other, judges who will make a decision with equal justice for all. And why I urge voters to become knowledgeable about why judges in particular in the appellate courts are on the ballot is because if the voters that would otherwise vote yes for those judges simply don't vote, it gives a undue impact on those that might have an motivation to have those judges removed. So really the idea of voters becoming knowledgeable, understanding why those judges are on the ballot for merit retention, and then voting and casting an intelligent vote is something that I would really urge for every one of your listeners.